Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Sinasabing ang mga kababaihan ay may increased risk ng depression pagkatapos manganak o tinatawag na postnatal depression. Kaya mahalaga na ating malaman kung sino at ano ba ang dahilan nito. At syempre, para gabayan po tayo ngayong umaga, kasama nating muli Dr. Angelica Scott. Magandang araw sa iyo, Doc.
Magandang araw, Claudette, at magandang araw sa lahat ng ating listeners ngayon.
Doc, pag-usapan natin ngayong araw ang postnatal depression. Sino po ba ang at risk na magkaroon ng PND?
Base sa pag-aaral ko, Beth, ang mga pinakamalaking mga taong may malaking risk factor ay yung may mga history of anxiety and depression or other mental health problems. We know very well na yung mga that pregnancy can trigger recurrence of depression and anxiety, especially if they have history. Mm-hmm. Another one is yung family history. So if they have a family history of postnatal depression or other mental health problems, that increases the risk of postnatal depression. Based on research then to that, it shows that yung mga ethnic minority or immigrants have higher risk of postnatal depression and anxiety during pregnancy or after pregnancy. And this is due to the lack of social support or connection. And lastly, yung mga unemployed and unplanned pregnancy. They can also be a risk factor. We all know very well na yung mga financial stress can contribute to depression.
Doc, ano po ba yung dahilan o masasabi natin causes kung bakit nagaka-develop itong PND sa isang ina?
Maraming causes to that. I think it's very important na i-define natin yung ano nga ba yung postnatal depression. So, ito yung pagkakaroon ng depression pagkatapos ng pagpanganak. From 4 weeks of childbirth and up to the first year after birth. So, it's actually underdiagnosed during pregnancy and postnatally. Kaya it's very important that women should be aware of this. As of the moment, mga 12 to 13% of women develops this. Pero dahil nga undiagnosed or underdiagnosed, the numbers could be more than that. So, ang mga dahilan nito, Claudette, is first is yung mga significant psychological disturbance during pregnancy. For example, yung mga trauma, emotional events during pregnancy, yung mga domestic violence, and other things. Secondly, yung poor social support, yung lack of network, or they're immigrants, or social isolation. Thirdly is yung poor relationship with partner. So, lack of support from partner. Kasi nga, ang pagbubuntis, very emotional period of life yan. So, kailangan talaga ang partners or a man and wife should be together in this journey.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Isa din dito is yung recent major life event. So, for example, yung death in the family or separation, they can contribute as well. Yun yung mga previous mental health problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung may history ng anxiety, depression, bipolar, or schizophrenia in the past, yun, nakaka-contribute talaga. You might have heard of this, yung mga history of abuse or misuse of alcohol and drugs. They are a major contributing factor sa development ng postnatal depression. And lastly, Claudette, hindi lang itong mga ganito, but meron rin medical cause. So, yung tinatawag natin thyroid dysfunction, very important na i-rule out to siya. So, that's why if a woman is having depression or anxiety, we usually do bloods to rule out thyroid dysfunction.
Ano ba yung mga signs and the symptoms na kakita natin sa isang may postnatal depression?
Ang postnatal depression, yung symptoms niya can vary. You know, it can range from very, very mild feeling of sadness or kalungkutan to severe paralyzing depression na yung parang mga suicidal thoughts na. So, ang mga common symptoms ay yung pagkawala ng kasiyahan or loss of enjoyment and pleasure. So, isa yun sa mga signs and symptoms. Pangalawa, yung pagkabalisa. Tapos yun ding disturbed sleep or balisa ang tulog mo or nag-i-insomnia. Tapos mahalata rin yung mga walang ganang kumain, yung hindi makakonsentrate. Tapos, yung low self-esteem. So, akala natin, you know, normal lang yan, but, you know, you feeling low in yourself is also a sign. Yeah, low energy levels, so pagiging pagod all the time. Na kahit na tama ang tulog mo or tama naman ang kain mo, but palagi kang pagod. So that can also be a sign. Tulad ng sinabi ko kanina na yung mga very severe symptoms na is they can have thoughts of self-harm or even thoughts of harming their baby.
Okay, Doc, meron po ba tayong treatment para sa ganitong mga cases?
Of course, Claudette, that's a very good question. It's important na malaman ng ating mga tagapakinig anong mga treatment nito. So, para sa mild to moderate, so usually, ano lang to, self-help. Yung mga facilitated self-help strategies, usually guided siya with a trained practitioner. Usually about 9 to 12 weeks period of face-to-face or telephone consultations. Doon naman sa may mga previous history ng severe depression, minsan ino-offer yung mga antidepressant tablets. Doon sa mga women who have moderate to severe, ang recommended talaga is high-intensity psychological intervention o yung tinatawag nating cognitive behavioral therapy. Minsan din antidepressants or a combination of both. Base sa mga pag-aaral ko that ang pinaka-effective form of treatment is yung tinatawag natin CBT or interpersonal psychotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important that psychological treatments should be provided promptly or maagapan. So kaagad dapat, you know, yung mga treatments. Kasi nga, very crucial period ito. Kasi nga, when you think about it, they're not looking after sa self nila. They are also looking after the little one.
Are there practical ways, Doc, na malabanan ng ating mga kababaihan ito?
Meron namang mga practical tips. So, firstly is yung partners. They really play an important role. Sa postnatal depression, it's very important that they offer support, help, and encouragement. It's also important to note that the fathers can also develop postnatal depression, especially if they have previous history of depression. And family support is also important. So new moms, they need a lot of emotional and mental support. So it's vital that we don't judge them, but instead we offer supportive care to them. So communication is very important. So sa mga bagong ina dyan, it's important na supportahan sila at they also communicate with each other, with their family, with their partners, and with their relatives, and with their friends.
So, kailangan may social connection talaga at merong support network. So, yun po, mga mahalagang impormasyon para sa ating mga kababaihan dyan, lalo na po kung kayo ay kapapanganak lang. Kung meron po kayong nararamdaman ng mga sintomas gaya ng nabanggit ni Dr. Angelica Scott, pumunta na po sa inyong mga doktor at magkonsulta para mabigyan ng solusyon ng inyong mga nararamdaman. Once again, Doc, maraming salamat po sa pagbahagi ng inyong mga payo para sa ating mga tagapakinig. Laging tandaan po na ang inyong kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Ako po si Claudette Centeno para sa Healthy Pinoy. Healthy Pinoy.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.